The following is a special TTJ presentation. On April 17th, 2020, the Tech Juggernaut shared our Work From Home presentation. This presentation was designed to give parents, kids, families, teachers, and students new ideas about how to maximize their technology to learn from home during these challenging times. If COVID has taught us anything, and there's quite a lot, one of those things, and I believe one of the most powerful things we can learn, is that it is entirely possible to work from home in an online, virtual learning environment. Here at the Tech Juggernaut, we highly encourage this type of learning environment during these challenging times and beyond. And it is now our privilege to share this powerful work from home presentation with all of you as a rewind. The first few minutes of this presentation do include some basic housekeeping procedures, as indeed this was, after all, a live event. Also, near the conclusion of the presentation, you will hear reference made to a giveaway, a contest in which someone could win a free iPad. That contest has since been completed, and Nancy Stevens was the winner of that iPad. However, TTJ will be giving away more free iPads later on this year. For more information on that and on everything the Tech Juggernaut is doing, we invite you to please visit our website at ttjtech.net. Be sure to subscribe to the blog there so you'll never miss a thing. Also, don't forget to check out all of our TTJ Talk podcasts right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, and more. Just search TTJ Talk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to the Work From Home presentation presented by the Tech Juggernaut of TTJTech.net. So, and we'll get started. We are audio only right now. However, we will be sharing the screen at periods of time. Some folks will be doing video as we do demos. So if we've got any sighted folks out there, or if you have any sighted family or friends that want to see this afterwards, we'll have both video and audio recordings of this meeting available. Looks like we've got about 16 people right now. Make sure the recorders are on. And then we'll get rolling. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So welcome, everybody. Good afternoon. For those of you who don't know, which I think it's mostly familiar faces, familiar voices here, but to go over all the typical housekeeping stuff, I am Trainer Matt. I'm joined by, I heard, Cliff and Rita, I think. I'm not sure if Lynn or Maria are with us yet. This is a soft mute, so trainers, if you want to unmute yourselves, I'll certainly, as always, look forward to your input. Even though, you know, we have a presentation specifically and stuff, but anytime and during Q&A and stuff, your input is always valued. So Feel free to unmute instructors. And if I've asked you to do a demo, we have my mom and dad, Kathy and Ed on the call today. And we have my kids, Carson and Kylie. And I've asked all of them to do some sort of assistance with demos. You guys are muted right now, so no one can hear you talk. So kids, mom and dad, when it's your turn, you'll need to unmute your audio. You don't need to start your video, except mom, you do, because you're doing it that way. Carson and Kylie, you'll use the screen share option if you need help. Mom's out in the other room there, and I don't think you will need help, but if you do, she's there. Now, once again, we want to welcome everybody. It's truly a joy to have all of you. Hope all of you are doing well, staying healthy and safe as we are, praise God, and we are just super excited about what we're going to be showing you today. The reason I've called this meeting is because, as most of you know, I am a certified Apple teacher. Welcome there, sir. Just getting started. You haven't missed anything. I am Trainer Matt. Most of you know, I am a certified Apple teacher. And as part of that, one of the benefits of that, you know, is you get a lot of access to some tremendous resources from Apple, and they provide ideas for projects and ways to use and implement their technologies into everyday life, with a particular focus on education, of course. And today we're going to share with you some of the guidance that they've given us, but I've supplemented that with some other things as well. I will be using Apple Keynote with screen sharing here to, if nothing else, help me remember my points. And anybody, as I said, with sighted friends or family or sight yourself, this could benefit you. And we're happy to share this after the fact again. Now, these are very interesting times, as we all know. And so this is really geared towards anybody at all. Everybody's going to benefit in some way from what we're going to share, I'm sure. But a particular focus here on kids and families, right? So parents and teachers who are attempting to teach your kids from home, to learn from home, to try to come up with family-oriented activities to keep everybody happy and occupied and all of those great things. And so we want to thank all of the folks who are working just tirelessly behind the scenes and everywhere else to keep this stuff rolling. And before we do get started, I also want to remind all of you that are here, or perhaps some of you that are joining for the first time, that we are offering virtual help sessions every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's 12 noon Central. You can do the math for the rest. And that is something we are going to continue to do for as long as these mandatory closures and so on are in effect. We know that there are some new guidelines that have been released by the federal government, but we also know governors have to decide for themselves. So different states may be different times, but until we get at least back to a reasonable idea of what resembles normal with things being open, it's very difficult for you to get to Apple stores and other places right now. And so we are offering these virtual help sessions as ways for you to get additional help and support with your Apple products. They're free to join. Same meeting ID every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 Eastern. We'd love to have you tell your friends and family, even if they're sighted, non-sighted, doesn't make any difference. And of course, we're offering our classes as usual on Monday and Wednesdays. So those will continue. Now, the last piece of business right now is just stay tuned to the very end of this, if at all possible, because we've got a big announcement we don't want you to miss. And remember, if you want to stay up to date on all of the information, all of the classes, our schedules, our promotions, and everything else we're doing, you want to visit our website at ttjtech.net. That's ttjtech.net. There you can subscribe to the blog so you never miss anything. You can go to our training page and check the training schedule for a list of these types of events and others as we announce them. This particular session does include a presentation first. We'll ask you all to remain muted during that, except for the instructors and anyone else doing demos. And then we will allow you to unmute for Q&A period at the end, okay? So I would like to begin by sharing my screen, because I'm going to be showing you a bit of a presentation for those who can see. For those who cannot, I will describe everything that's there. All right, I'm just getting those settings configured. Okay, I think we're good to go. Perfect, I'm sharing the screen now. Okay, all right. And we're sharing the device audio. Somebody in the instructors group, let me know if you're hearing voiceover when I do this. If you're not hearing it, you don't. You're hearing everything that voiceover is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Carson, you are because you're in this room.
No, I hear it on here too.
Oh, you're hearing it on there too.
Yep.
Okay, that's going to be something I need to change here.
I can hear it, like, when it switches from different things, like the bloop, 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 bloop.
Okay, do you hear the words that Alex is speaking to?
No.
No, you're not hearing that. So that selected shared device audio you're not hearing. Okay, all right, then I think we can live with that. I can't seem to change that setting, so I do apologize for that, folks. Something I didn't anticipate there. But as long as you're not hearing everything voiceover saying, because that would get annoying for all of you if it's interrupting while I'm talking. Again, instructors, let me know if that's a problem, if you're hearing anything differently than Carson reported there. And we're going to go ahead and get started. I have a keynote presentation. And we will get the ball rolling. So how technology can transform the idea of learning from home, that's what we're all about today. And we're trying to share with you some ideas for how to make this a positive experience, as it says in this. And for those who can't see, we have a photo of an iPad here, a person using an iPad. And it says, new challenges present new opportunities. And what we're talking about, of course, is during these very difficult times, we can make the most of this. And the technology is really at the forefront of this. 100 years ago, what would we have done? It would have been a completely different world if we had to be isolated and, stay at home and social distance and all these things. But now, technology, I mean, I truly believe this is a gift from God, and it is at the forefront of this revolution. And as you see here, creativity is the key to making all of this happen. Your willingness to come up with new ways of doing things and new ideas will make this a positive experience. And as it says in the presentation, it's suited at any age. So, you know, the great part about this is whatever it is you're doing, if you got kids, grandkids, you know, if they're 15 or if they're 5, you can meet them where they're at. You can meet them where they are in their skill level. You can meet them where they are in their level of knowledge and what they're interested in. We really have an opportunity to transform the way that we teach, work, and play into something that perhaps arguably is the way things really ought to be. You know, when my son was only 3 years old, he sat down by his own choice. Nobody forced him to do it. And he sat down and watched a 45-minute documentary on the Apollo moon landing in black and white. Why? Because he was interested in it. He was fascinated with space travel and space exploration. And so if you can meet people where they are, learning is going to be far more enjoyable, and you're going to have far better results and far better outcomes. And so here, with this kind of homeschooling approach to things that's being asked of us right now, we can do that. Now, for the rest of this presentation, we're going to focus on the technology and the ideas for projects rather than on learning theory. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of that to get the ball rolling. Oh. Okay. So we're going to start with what we know, right? It always makes sense when we are beginning this endeavor, this journey. Why make it any more difficult on ourselves than it needs to be? Let's start with the things that we already know, the apps that we already have built into our iPads, our iPhones. And by the way, if you're from a Chromebook school or anything like that, a lot of this stuff is still going to transition. It's still going to be very similar, and you'll be able to do similar types of things, even though we here are, of course, focused on Apple. But there are so many built-in apps in every iPad that Apple ships with these devices. So, for example, we can easily keep track of the to-dos and the events that are coming up using apps like Calendar and Reminders. We can have shared reminders with the families. The Reminders app allows us to create location-based and time-based reminders, as well as even person-based reminders. So I can set a reminder for myself, for my kids. Hey, the next time I'm talking to their teacher, remind me to hand in this assignment. Remind me to tell them or ask them this question. I can set reminders with subtasks. So if I have a project that has multiple steps to it, I can make each reminder a separate task. And of course, I can have collaborative reminders, meaning that multiple family members or multiple students or even students and teachers or teachers and coworkers can all work together using these reminders and calendars to help them keep track of what it is that's going on. We also can use apps like Mail and Messages to get instant replies. And most of you, I'm sure, are already doing this and you're well aware of these things. We're certainly not trying to insult your intelligence, but we just don't want to overlook the obvious here. And Notes, the Apple Notes app is so powerful. Those of you in our iPad for All class, we're going to talk about this more next week. And if you were in our voiceover class, you already know it. Because the Notes app, I mean, how much more powerful can it get? You can create rich notes complete with text and text formatting, bulleted and numbered lists, photos, drawings, and sketches. You can add tables to your notes. You can work collaboratively. You can have checklists in your notes. You can work with other people. So 3, 4, or 10 people can share a note and all work on it together in real time. And not only that, but you can create notes with folders so that every folder could represent an individual class or an individual project. All right, we're going to talk about here some of the apps that might be helpful and some settings that would definitely be helpful. The first setting is make sure all of your iCloud services are enabled. All right, here at TTJ, we love iCloud, and we feel that the only way to get the most out of your Apple products is to use iCloud to its fullest potential. So these calendars and these reminders and notes that we just discussed are even better with iCloud because it syncs across all of your devices. And when you're talking about using apps to create documents and drawings and music projects and video and photos and so much more, everything can sync with iCloud. This is the new reality, and the beauty of it is, folks, I don't ever have to think about where my documents are. Most of us can remember the days when we would write a document, create something on one device, and we'd want to show it to somebody desperately, but we wouldn't have that device with us. And statements like, oh, I don't have the right flash drive, or oh, that was on another CD or floppy disk, were all far too common. But now it's so easy with iCloud because everything stays in sync all together across all of our devices. And so I could create a beautiful word processing document using Apple Pages on my iPad. And then I could be getting ready for dinner, which I guess right now we wouldn't actually be sitting down out to dinner, but maybe we're going to pick it up. And while we're there, we're at a safe distance of 6 feet or more from another person. And we say, hey, would you like to see my beautiful document from 6 feet away? And I have it on my iPhone. I have it right there. No matter where I'm at, no matter which of my devices I'm using, I have everything with me on all devices. And so having iCloud enabled for every app and every feature is highly recommended. Now, another feature or another app that we might want to talk about when we're talking about these types of things are just some of the things that you can do with these apps like Pages, for example, because how many times do we need to write documents? That's one of the most common things we're going to do as kids growing up, you know, right? I mean, we're going to write reports. We're going to create other written projects, hand in assignments, you know. Pages is a powerful word processor that allows us to create both word processing and page layout documents. So whether our students or we need to create resumes and reports or other kinds of papers, or whether we need to create a flyer or a poster or a banner for some kind of project, we can do it all in Pages. We can format with rich text formatting of every kind. We can insert charts and tables. We can use equations, and we can insert beautiful photos and shapes. We can even make image galleries, audio recordings, insert video, and we can even draw in our documents. And because Pages features the smart annotation feature, teachers, you can now look at these documents and you can annotate them, marking them up using Apple Pencil or Logitech Crayon. You can actually let the students have instant written feedback right in their document. And of course, with Pages, as well as all these Apple apps, we can work collaboratively. We're going to demo that in a really fun way in just a little bit. But we can work collaboratively in real time on our Pages documents so that multiple people can be working on the same project. Another thing we reference here is that if you're not an Apple user, Google Docs does do some of these same things. It certainly has the collaboration features. And we also mentioned here in this slide, don't forget about apps like YouTube and Wikipedia, because if you want to learn how to do just about anything, you'll probably find a video of it on YouTube, and you'll probably find an article about it on Wikipedia. So we don't want you to overlook these things that most of you probably already use, are already pretty common, you know, asking questions of Siri, using the timer if you need to, using Apple Maps to look around at other cities, and, you know, all these sorts of things that we may want to be able to do. All right. We want to talk about getting connected, how we can teach in real time right from home, or how we can hold face-to-face meetings, even if we're not in the same facility. And of course, one of them should be very obvious because we're doing it right now using Zoom. We can also use FaceTime and FaceTime audio as Apple users, and we can even do group FaceTime chats with multiple people. There are other platforms as well. Those are some of my personal favorites, especially the FaceTime ones. But we also have the option of using Google Hangouts and Microsoft Teams. Whatever your school district, whatever your family prefers, whatever your job calls for, it will work on your iPad. And we also reference here that you can have audio and video, okay? And finally, I want to point out there's something else really awesome that we can do. We can, well, I'll tell you what. Let me see my picture. I think it's, yeah. Okay, yeah. Sharing your screen. This is so awesome. iOS and iPadOS have the ability to make screen recordings. And so if you want to teach a lesson to your students and you can't get them to all join live, or you just need to, you know, have it available in another way, and you need to show them some things on your screen, you can actually create a screen recording complete with audio, either the device audio, you know, from your iPad, or your spoken audio, and even a combination of the two. And so the way you set this up is you're going to go into settings on your iPad. You're going to open up Control Center in settings, and then you're going to choose Customize Controls. And you want to make sure that screen recordings is turned on. Now, once it is, you can leave settings. Just go back to your home screen, and you can open your Control Center. And it looks like that for those that can see. Okay, for VoiceOver users, you're just going to tap at the very top edge and hear a little blip sound, and then slide down until you hear the second little blip sound. For everybody else, it's just sliding down from the corner, the right corner. You have all these different controls. One of them is the screen recording. All right, I'm going to get out of that. One of them is the screen recording, and you can tap on it to instantly start recording whatever you do on your screen, or you can long press it, which is a double tap and hold for VoiceOver users, and you will be able to instantly turn on the microphone so that you can narrate, teach your class and record the screen. And of course, these screen recordings get saved directly to your photo library to be easily shared in whatever method you choose to share them with other people. All right. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about some ideas that take teaching to a whole new level. Apple Keynote, a powerful multimedia presentation app, all of the features that Pages has with regards to inserting equations and shapes, which are basically clip art, photos and videos, image galleries and audio recordings, transitions, beautiful transition effects. I only had a couple of them in this presentation, but I'm using Keynote. I'm only using a fraction of what it's capable of. I did have, I don't know if you all were able to hear it, I had a song playing in the beginning, and we did have a couple transitions. Those who couldn't see, the words kind of had a fly-in effect. And so you can do all kinds of things like that. And I did that with VoiceOver, folks. So those of you who cannot see, everything we're talking about here can be done without any sight. The only sighted assistance I had with Keynote is I had my son send me that picture of an iPad so I knew what picture I was working with. And then I had my wife just check over the presentation to make sure everything was legible and everything looked good, because you do use text boxes in Apple Keynote. And sometimes if you have too much text, you need to decrease the font size or increase the size of the text box. So I had to have some eyes on the subject just to make sure that none of that was a problem. But I was able to do the whole thing myself using the VoiceOver screen reader. So even if you can't see, this is all stuff that you can do. And Keynote is so powerful, and you can narrate. So again, if you want to use this as a way to teach a class, you can actually create a Keynote presentation with all of your points and with web links and photos and video and everything else you want in it. And then you can narrate so that you're actually teaching the class. And again, you can share this collaboratively so others can edit, or you can share it in a number of other ways. You can even share it as a movie file, so you predetermine how long each slide and each build is going to be in effect, and then you can share it that way as a movie so people can just view it on their device. Group learning at a safe distance. There's a lot of points on this slide, folks. But this, I'm going to try to move quickly through some of these in the interest of time. But let's talk about safe learning, group learning at a safe distance. All this collaborative stuff that we're talking about means there's no reason that group projects have to be suspended, even though large gatherings are. So you can work with a group of students or teachers or coworkers or family members. All this stuff applies to families too. As much as you might want to FaceTime with your teachers and your students, why wouldn't you want to FaceTime with your grandkids? And as much as you might want to work together with a group of students or coworkers, why couldn't a family work together on some sort of project as well? And of course, the answer is they could and they should. And they are using these technologies. And so all of these apps that allow for real-time collaboration allow us to easily work together in real time, even though we're not in the same location. Now, apps like iTunes U and Google Classroom make it possible to create your entire classes right online, complete with assignments, materials, posts, photos and videos, web links, books, projects, and a whole lot more. And those of you who are in our classes, you already know about this because we are using iTunes U to the hilt. And Google Classroom is by and large the same way, although I personally prefer iTunes U, but we all know that if Apple made a toothpaste, I would buy it. So that's not the point. They're both capable apps, and they both allow you to have this interaction with your students, and the students can interact with you and with one another. Parents, it's a great way for your kids to be able to do these things. And by the way, the Apple Classroom app, if parents want to enhance learning even further or create some fun projects, I know that Trainer Cliff, one of our instructors, has talked about doing this. Sometimes maybe he has certain things he wants his kids to do to supplement their learning in the summer, or Bible verses or something. So he could create a class in Apple Classroom. Now, Apple Classroom differs from Google Classroom and iTunes U. Apple Classroom, at least right now, is meant to be an in-person, local kind of thing. But it would be great for parents to create these classes, and then their kids can use Apple Classroom to join them and get access to everything that they need. We also talk in this slide about creating videos and music projects. We can use GarageBand. We're going to demo something in a few minutes, folks, that I think is just going to amaze you. I'm not bragging. I'm just being truthful because it amazes me. And it's going to really be impressive to see. We're going to show you music in a whole new way. And it's collaborative. And we can do these things with GarageBand. And we can use apps like Apple Clips and iMovie to create trailers or complete movies. And we can even create, well, let me say, first of all, we can even read. Were you gonna? That's Cliff, I think. Were you gonna add something?
No, I wasn't gonna add it. I was gonna ask because I missed a bit of it because I had a, my phone was ringing. But are you saying that it is possible for anybody to use Apple Classroom, or is that still just reserved for teachers?
Apple Classroom is open to anybody. The schoolwork app is reserved to MDMs, managed Apple IDs. But the Apple Classroom app is available to anyone.
Okay, so that is okay. That's actually one of the ones I have been waiting for specifically for what you just said. Bible verses, extra schoolwork during the summer, so they don't lose touch with education and everything. So great.
Yep. So you're good to go on that. We can use these apps. I was about to say books. You can use Apple Books to read books, and there are interactive books. So this is reading in a whole new way because you can use Apple Books to read books that have audio and video and image galleries in them. Your books can, you can easily tap on a word to look it up in the dictionary. You can make notes right in the book. And then it says here in this presentation, don't just read them, write them. You can create interactive books in the Apple Pages app, which we already discussed, the Pages app. You can create full books in there, and then you can share them to anyone individually or even publish them to the Apple Bookstore. And why not share their stories? You know, with a free WordPress account, I mean, this is an unprecedented time. Why not have your kids create a blog about what they're going through, kind of like a journal for entry each day? And we're going to take you even further in this slide here with some additional ideas that might be great resources for everyone. And a lot of these have come directly from the folks at Apple. Using time-lapse videos. In case you're not aware of what time-lapse videos are, you can record up to 30 hours, assuming that you have the space on your device to do it. And you'll probably want to plug in because I don't think you could record 30 hours on a battery charge, but you can. And what this allows you to record is events that take place over a period of time, like a flower opening or a sunrise. This allows you to record them, and then it condenses them into just a few seconds. And it is a really cool effect. People use it for science experiments, and it's a really neat thing to do. This is available right in your camera app, along with all the other features. Another recommendation from Apple is the photo walk. I think this one is really cool, and I want to do this with my kids. You come up with or let the kids pick a letter of the day or a color of the day. And then you go around inside and outside of your home, finding those things which either start with that letter or which are the color that they have chosen. And you take photos of all of these things. And then you can create a beautiful slideshow in the Photos app, a video in the Clips app, or even a keynote presentation with all of those photos in it, and maybe even make an image gallery of those photos. So if your kids picked the letter D for that particular day, and you know, anything from a dog that you might have, your pet dog, you know, maybe you got a box of donuts sitting on the table. You never know what you might get, but it would be a lot of fun just for something interesting to do. Another one that Apple has suggested here is the news report. Or say it with a sketch. These are pretty self-explanatory, but for those who can't see them, the news report, you know, using your iPad to interview someone to create a mock news report. And again, you could do this over FaceTime, even if you can't be in the same place as one another. Say it with a sketch. We're going to demonstrate momentarily an app called Sketches School, which is going to allow you to draw, paint, color, sketch, and a whole lot more, and share these sketches. So why not make word art? Why not come up with a creative way to draw your feelings and to sketch what your thoughts are? And again, these are recommendations directly from Apple. We're going to come back to the rest of these on here with demos, but just for those who can't see, I'll tell you what they are. Music appreciation in a whole new way. Augmented reality or not even a question. A little bit of a play on Shakespeare there. And learn a language. My daughter, of her own will, decided that she wanted to learn Spanish, and she's now learning it using her iPad with an app called Duolingo. All of these things that we're talking about, we can give you the app names afterwards upon request. All right, we're almost done, but we can't forget about, well, we're almost done with the presentation, and then it's time for the demos, but we can't forget about what happens when we want to take a break, right? All this learning and stuff. At some point, we need a break. These are some great ideas for family-oriented fun. On the slide, it says time for a dance party. So we can use apps like Just Dance Now or even just the music app right on our Apple TV. We can have a little karaoke in our own house because with time-synced lyrics in the music app, the lyrics appear right where they are in the song. For those who can't see, you can still have fun with this and make up your own dances with Just Dance Now to popular songs that are out there. Trivia, great with games like Fibbage and great with Quizoid and Trivial, which is very similar to Trivial Pursuit. 5-second guess is a really fun game where you have to name three things, like, for example, three fruits within a 5-second period. It's a lot harder than it sounds. Also on this slide here, we reference binging your favorite shows, you know, streaming services with the Apple TV and the iPad, Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, Philo, and so many other streaming services that allow us to watch what we want, when we want. And there are some really cool things that have happened recently. People are going above and beyond. Sight and Sound Theater here in Pennsylvania just broadcast Jesus this past weekend. It was an awesome presentation in time for Resurrection Sunday, in time for Easter. And also last night, we watched a Disney family sing-along on Hulu where celebrities were singing from their own homes and the lyrics were put on the screen. So people are really going above and beyond. If you can't see, it says here on the slide, the lunch lady is in and she's gone high tech. So what we're talking about here is, you know, many places are being so generous and providing free lunches to people in the community, especially children. And that's wonderful. And we are so blessed by that. But if your kids are like my kids, every once in a while, they want food from a restaurant. Hey, who are we kidding? I want food from a restaurant. And you can easily order online and pick it up later. You can order your groceries online, pay in the app, and have the stuff put right in your car. You never have to get out of your car. You never have to see or touch anyone. And in certain places, you have apps like Grubhub and DoorDash, which make it even easier to have this food delivered because you can order directly online from any of your favorite restaurants and have it brought right to you. We also talk about getting outside. You know, it's important that we keep up our activity, and we can even use these iPads in incredible ways with that. We can find workout videos. We can find exercise suggestions. We can use it to keep score during a family baseball game. We can use the health app on our iPhones and our Apple Watches to monitor our steps if we take a walk or whatever else we might be doing. And it says here too, your health is important too. We just want to remind you that there are apps like Doctor on Demand where you can see a real board certified physician in real time without ever having to leave your home. And you can do this with your iPhone or iPad. It does work with VoiceOver. They'll be happy to guide you if you can't see. And if they need to call in a script, you can get it called into any pharmacy you choose. Right now, the Doctor on Demand app, I don't know that I can say it's for everybody because we do have insurance, but normally we have a copay with our insurance. Right now, Doctor on Demand has dropped that copay, so there's $0. It costs nothing to see a physician from the comfort of your home. Many, many workplaces have various apps as well that offer a similar thing, but I can say with absolute certainty that Doctor on Demand is VoiceOver accessible. Now, it is time for some demos. We want to see it in action. And then we have an announcement for you afterwards, so don't go anywhere. And we're going to take questions as well. But the complete list of apps and ideas that we've talked about will be available on ttjtech.net and also upon request. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to bring some people into the loop here. I'd like to start out with my daughter, Kylie, can you unmute your audio?
Hi.
Hi. All right, babe. I would like you to show the folks. You have a Logitech crayon, which is the sort of kid-friendly version of the Apple Pencil, and you're going to use an app called what?
Sketches School.
That's right. Now, do you know how to share your screen? Do you see the button that says share your screen?
No.
Maybe you want to ask Mommy to help you.
Where is Mommy?
Right out in the living room, in the other living room. And maybe she can help you. You want to share your screen with Zoom. Here she comes. As some of you can't see, and I understand that, we'll have some demos that you can hear as well. But again, maybe there's some sighted folks who are going to watch this back, so we don't want to neglect to do this.
Dad.
Hey, Cub.
So it says you need to stop broadcasting before someone else can start screen sharing. So we'll have to end that before she can start it.
There we go. Okay, now I should be good. Can you still hear me through here?
Yes.
Okay.
Ask Carson if he's seen your screen.
I see it, Kai. You're good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So what are you going to draw
for us
today?
I'm going to be drawing an apple tree.
Okay. Tell the folks what you're tapping on, especially because we got a lot of people out here who can't see. So just tell them what type of icon you're tapping or what you're doing, okay? We'll make it a short demo. It doesn't have to be long, but just tell them what you're doing.
All right. So first I have to press the color. You have to press the bottom right corner to pick a color. And I'm going to pick brown for my first color to do the tree stump. And I'm going to draw it. I'm drawing the stump and coloring it in now.
And you can pick your color. What color did you pick?
Brown for the stump.
Okay.
Now I'm going to pick green for the grass.
Okay. She's drawing with her Logitech crayon. And on screen, she can pick different drawing tools. Crayon, pencil, marker, all types of things too, right? You can pick all different types of drawing tools, too.
Now, since I have green, I'm going to draw the top of the tree, which is the leaf. Now, I'm going to get my blue, and then I'm going to color the sky.
So, which tool are you using right now?
And that other voice was my son, Carson. He'll be doing our next demo.
I don't know what that is, actually.
And how's it coming?
I'm almost done with the sky. Now okay. I am, and I'm going to pick yellow, and I'm going to make a sun.
That's going to be awesome.
Now I need a different shade of brown, and I'm going to draw the stems for the apples. Now I'm going to go to red and draw the apples. And now I'm going to get a different green, so it will show up, and I'm going to draw a leaf on each apple. Now I'm done, but I'm going to draw another thing with it. I'm going to draw an animal.
Oh, you're going to draw an animal?
I'm going to draw a bunny.
Okay. While she's doing that, I want to tell you about the other thing we mentioned, because I don't think she's going to be able to demo it with the Zoom. I think the audio will conflict with it. So we'll just tell you about it. She decided that she wanted to learn Spanish all on her own. It was her decision. And she, we found an app that we've heard a lot about. It's called what, Kai?
Duolingo.
That's right. And it allows you to pick one free language, and then they offer a bunch of others. I don't know what the cost is for additional ones, but we picked Spanish. I have my own account, and she has hers, so I'm doing it along with her. I had Spanish in high school, so I took a placement test in Duolingo and was able to start at a different point. Now, when we did this, we were, we're asked to spend just 5 minutes a day, and the learning really happens without you even realizing that you're learning. Kylie, what's the word for a man in Spanish?
Hombre.
And what's the word for a woman? The one with the J in it, remember? That sounds like
mujer.
An H. Mujer, that's right. Good job. She's learning very well. She really is. And she's making very good progress. So this is another example of something that you can do. And how's your bunny coming along?
Good. I'm making another one, though.
Okay. And then I'm going to go to Carson for the next demo, okay?
Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay. What color is the bunny?
It's white.
Is she going to have a name, he or she?
No.
No?
I'm done now.
Just the nameless bunny. Well, you did such a good job. Thank you for sharing all that stuff. Is there anything else you want to tell people about how awesome it is to learn from home and do all these things?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, you can hit the stop on your screen broadcasting thing so that Carson can share his screen next, okay?
Hey.
I love you.
Love you, too.
She's just at the other end of the house. But we have to be in separate rooms when we do our screen share, because otherwise we get a lot of feedback. I want to talk to you now about augmented reality, or AR. AR is a way of taking the contents of your screen and putting them into the environment around you. So, for example, you might have an app with a pet, and that animal is showing up on your screen, but now it's actually moving around on the floor. And today, we're going to use AR in a very educationally practical way. We are going to dissect a frog. And here to show you the app called Froggypedia is my son, Carson. How you doing, Cub?
Good.
Tell the folks what you're going to be doing, okay?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use an app called Froggypedia, and pretty much just dissect a frog.
Did you start the screen share?
Yeah, I'm going to here now.
Okay, excellent.
All right, I think it's working now. Yep.
Yep, so, we got you. We got you now.
May take a minute. Taking longer than expected to find it.
What, to find the where you have the app? Oh, what's interesting is we've lost his audio, maybe because of the kind of app that it is.
There we go.
There you go. Oh, you're back? Okay.
Yep, so I found it. So now we're just going to use the AR. So there is a frog in AR. It's
pretty cool. You can spin it around, and there's a few different things you can see. So you can see just like the outside of the frog, and you can see the muscular system of Mr. Froggy. Skeletons, the skeletal system, the nervous system, all the different stuff you can see. So now we can go into the life cycle of it. This isn't an AR, but so this is the egg stage. This is on day one of the frog. Day three, week four, week six, it's got legs now. Week nine, it's got more hands and feet. And then by week 17, it is a full-grown frog. So then you can go to dissection and just, you can use the Apple Pencil for this too. And so pin down that, just mark the lines. And so now that we've done that, you can see all the different stuff inside of the frog. You can take a little quiz where you identify different organs, and it'll tell you if you've done it right or not. Pretty interesting.
And you were doing that using the Apple Pencil, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really awesome thing. Thank you so much for showing that to us. Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
All right. Thanks for doing that.
So.
Love you.
Love you too.
All right. So you're getting the idea that it is possible to do just about anything you want to do with these devices. And our final two demos are going to involve music and video. I'd like to ask my mom to unmute, and she will actually not be doing a screen share. She will be doing she'll be video broadcasting, because what she's going to be doing requires her to use two separate devices because Zoom conflicts with the audio otherwise. So, Mom, are you unmuted? Not yet. Mom, let us know when you're unmuted. Can you hide that video screen share thing on mine? Because I can't get it to go away there. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sure. It's normal again now? Huh?
I don't see it.
It's gone?
Now.
There you go.
Now.
Can you hear us now?
It's okay, then. Yes, we can.
It's okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So with the GarageBand app, it has always been possible to create songs even without any knowledge of music using live loops. You can create, there are automatic drummers, and of course you can manually play with an on-screen keyboard or guitar frets and strings and pads. And of course you can attach a MIDI keyboard as well if you want to play that way. Now, GarageBand also works with audio recordings and ringtone making and so much more. But the really cool thing about GarageBand during these times is collaborative music. Now, imagine being a teacher and sending your students a song and asking them to fill in the missing part of the song, or to identify things that they're hearing, or to sing along with the song. Well, we are going to demonstrate exactly that for you. I've gone ahead and made a short little recording of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star right on my iPad. I didn't even use a MIDI keyboard. I played it on screen, and I got a drummer named Kyle from the GarageBand drummer library to do the drums. Mom, if you'll play it the way it sounds right now on your iPad and let everybody hear the missing parts.
Okay, it just says that the song has been modified, okay?
Yeah, that's okay. I keep getting that message, too.
Okay, I'll play it.
Mm-hmm. as you can see, I have left parts out of the song deliberately, and now she's going to be the student. Now you rewind that back to the beginning and you can add a new track, and when you add a new track, you'll have the opportunity to pick an instrument. So what instrument are you going to play for us?
Well, first of all, are you getting video on this or just audio?
It's up to you in this one. I want you to use video for clips. I'm not too worried with this one. It's your choice. But okay. We need, if you don't have your video on, then nobody's seeing video. That's another button down there by the mute audio thing is also a, you know, start my video button.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to tap and add an instrument, and I'm going to select under the keyboard section. I'm going to pick a transistor choir, and it's going to sound, if you can hear this, you might be able to hear what it sounds like by itself.
Yep, we can hear that.
Okay, great. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually add that a track. I already picked the instrument, so it's automatically going to give me a track, and I'm just going to record after I start playing Matthew's music. I'm going to fill in what he did not. Should I go ahead?
Yep, you can go ahead. Perfect. Now, did you actually record that or just play it? I wasn't sure whether you hit record or play there.
I recorded it.
Okay, perfect. So now it's in there and you can play it back. And the best part is I already have it. If I were to open up GarageBand on my iPad now or either of my devices, because this was an iCloud collaboration, I already have the changes that she made and I can instantly see her work. And if I wanted to add another track to it, I could do that. If we wanted to bring another person into the mix, we could do that. I think that is one of the coolest things that I have ever seen or heard, is the idea that we can be working together, even on music, even from a distance. This is really awesome. Now, the last demo we're going to do for you is using the Apple Clips app. Now, Apple Clips is probably the simplest video editing app that I have ever seen. And so it does not have all of the features of iMovie or another, you know, app like LumaFusion or Final Cut. It's not at that caliber, okay? These are very, very simple videos. They're not going to be anything Hollywood. But by the same token, the great part is it's fully voiceover accessible. And the way it works is you either record video or you insert photos and videos from your library. And however long you hold down the red button, which voiceover calls it record, however long you hold that down, that is how much of that video or photo gets put into the project or how long that it stays in there. You can add music, you can add titles where you speak what you wanted. It actually displays captions for you. You can add posters and emoji and all kinds of effects. So we are going to use Apple Clips, and my mom happens to be a dog lover, my dad too, but they own, what do you have? You have
four
dogs. I lose track. Four dogs, including their newest one, little Tiger, who's just a year and a half old, right?
Two.
Oh, he's 2 years old now. Okay. And he's a teacup Yorkie, right?
Right.
So we're going to make a video about, and these, you know, iCloud syncing and everything too, and then we can share these in all sorts of ways too. But she's going to make this video now just to show us what's possible here. And so I'll turn it over to her for the demo.
Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay, how do we get the video so that they can see it or not see it?
Oh, now
it?
You started screen sharing, which means you're sharing your iPhone screen, but you don't want to do that.
Okay, take that off of there.
Okay.
You work on your iPad. Now, choose the one that says start video, start my video. Or at least that's what VoiceOver says. It's probably just a camera.
There's a screen recording, photos, Messenger, Skype, and Zoom.
Okay, you got to get out of that.
Then it says start broadcast.
Yeah, you want to get out of that part altogether. That's okay. That's strictly for the screen sharing. Just in the main meeting controls where the leave meeting button is and the, you know, mute my audio and that sort of thing is where we want to be.
Oops, it was a hold
you
on.
You had it for a minute. Yeah.
Okay, we're back there.
Okay.
Okay. You see where you can start video?
Not yet.
On the iPad?
Start on the video. iPhone.
On the iPhone.
Yes, see it.
Okay.
Access okay. your camera. Okay.
All right. Okay. No, that doesn't do it that way. You have to do it that way. Can you get? Okay. You have to.
I don't want
to
be in it.
He has to look at the iPad. I'm not even in screen yet with the iPad.
Right.
Oh, yes, I am. Okay. If you see right now, you're seeing part of my house, but that's okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my library at the bottom of the screen. It says library. I'm going to choose albums and I'm going to select favorites and I'm going to choose my favorite picture. One is this one of my little dog, Tiger. I don't know if you, Matt, can you see that?
I don't know if I'm not getting.
You're not getting, he's not getting my iPad in here.
Should I turn it around?
Turn it
around. You can. Yeah, you can.
But I don't know if you can see it.
Can you see the dog, the Tiger?
Yeah. Can anybody see that at all?
Yes. Carson says he can.
He can. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a, what is that called, Matthew? A title?
A live title.
A live title. But first of all, I put the dog's picture in there, and don't I have to press the record button to let it run as long as I wanted to play it?
Yes, but aren't you going to do that after the live title goes in, or do you do it, I forget now, I think you have to do the title first, right?
You can, but I don't, all right, let's see if we can do it that way.
I think that's how we did it.
Okay, the live title's there. And I tap on, okay, it says speak while recording to add text.
I tap on that.
And now I'm going to actually speak while adding text.
Yep.
Hi, everybody. This is my little dog, Tiger. He's now 2 years old, and he's so, so cute. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to play that yet because I want to add music to that as well. So
that's right.
I'm going to go up in the right-hand corner and there's a little symbol of 2/8 notes together. I'm going to tap on that. And I have my choices of non-soundtracks or my music. I'm going to use the soundtracks and select a soundtrack that's already downloaded. I'm just going to pick anything and I'll put on here, let's see. If you can try them out if you want to before you put them in by just tapping on them. There's a bunch of them. So I will pick, let's see, what shall I pick? Extra Jolly, just to hear it. Okay, as soon as that sound it out, I should get a done button, which I see. If you look at the screen, there's like a track underneath the picture, which shows that the music is actually there. I don't know if you can see that or not, but up at the top right-hand corner, when you're done putting that music in there, you just tap the right-hand corner that says done. And then at the bottom left-hand corner where your actual little photograph is, there's a play button. And then you tap on that and you'll get the music in the background as well as what I had said.
Hi, everybody. This is my little dog, Tiger. He's now 2 years old and he's so, so cute.
And there you go.
And for those who can't see it, you were seeing a picture of the dog. You were also seeing the text written out that she spoke. And so she could have added multiple photos and videos and multiple clips. And this can be shared in a variety of ways. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, that's about it.
All right. thank you for doing those demos. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
So this really does show you a bit about some of the things that are possible. And of course, there are so many other things and so many other ways to use this. And remember, we have this information available to you upon request, and we will be posting a lot about it on ttjtech.net. Now, we are momentarily going to open it up to questions, but there is one more thing that we want to, yeah.
Matthew, I'm sorry. We
are we allowed to leave the?
We have.
Are we allowed to leave this?
The dogs and
yes,
then.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Okay. We don't want to disrupt things. Can we? What do we do? Just leave.
Just leave, right?
That's all you got to do.
Okay. Thanks. Okay,
thank you.
Okay,
nice talk, everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
So there is one other thing that we want to talk about before we open it up to questions and answers. And to borrow from the famous Steve Jobs fashion, there is one more thing, and it's our big announcement that we're going to make today. We feel that this technology is so valuable and we're so passionate about it. And that's why we offer these classes for free and all of these things that we're doing, because we believe it can change lives. We're so passionate about that in 2020, we are going to be giving away, we announced at the beginning of the year that we are going to be giving away 5 iPads at different points throughout this year period. We are about to announce that we're doing our first iPad giveaway. And what we're going to be doing with this is a little bit of a contest. And if you enter this contest, all you have to do is record for us using Apple Clips or Apple Keynote, or you can also do a digital book with Pages. You'll have the choice, 3 different ways you can do it. If it's a video, all it needs to be is between 1 and 3 minutes of length. It doesn't need to be anything incredibly long. And you're going to do this about how you are using technology and creating a positive experience, a positive environment during these challenging times. Very simple, very straightforward, nothing complicated about it. From the people who have entered, we're not judging them on quality or anything like that. We're going to draw randomly a name from the pool of entries that we receive with the projects, and we're going to broadcast these projects on our website so that people can learn from them and enjoy them. And one person is going to receive an iPad as a prize, along with a cover and a $15 iTunes gift card. And we think that this is going to change somebody's life and be a blessing to somebody. And we can't wait to see how the recipient uses it in the future. So that's our big announcement at the end of this today. And I am going to now allow you to unmute yourselves. Instructors, if you have anything you want to add to this, and then also questions from our participants today. Yeah, you can. Thank you, Kev. Okay, so instructors, where are you guys at there?
I'm still here.
There you are.
I'm here.
Okay, all right, perfect. You guys have it?
And you'll be happy to know, Matt, that brother and sister got along just fine in that session yesterday, so.
I was wondering.
We actually were a big help to each other, so.
Well, that's good. That's good.
That's right.
I always told you guys would grow. What's that, Rita? Sorry.
Great presentation. I think the Apple Clips is an amazing tool that is voiceover friendly. And I think you're going to be teaching that in the upcoming iPad class, or the class that we're in.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I went into Clips while your mom was doing that, and I wanted that audio, that track. But of course, Clips doesn't give you a way to export those songs. So,
Right. Yeah. If you wanted to export those, you'd have to. What you could do is insert that into a movie and then use an app like Movie to Audio to extract.
Right.
That.
Right. Yep. Just record the whole. Yep.
Right.
That is a backdoor way of doing it. There's only like 10 of them in there anyway, so that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because those are royalty free, so you could use those right. for anything. Yep.
But yeah, I learned a lot. Especially about clips, because I had never actually tried that app per se. I've opened it up a couple of times and looked at the controls, but I've never actually did anything with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when it was first introduced, it was geared towards social media type deal. So, and right. I don't do a lot of that. So that's one of the reasons why I didn't even mess with it.
Right. Right. So do we have,
I need a new iPad. Maybe I should start getting into the contest. I got one kid in my house that is minus an iPad. So
yeah. Yeah. So any comments or questions from our viewers?
Yes.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, everybody. Matt, thank you so much. I just feel so excited to meet your family and, you know, a generation above you and a generation below you. Just thank you so much for that. It's like a privilege to be part of listening. And, of course, the Rita and Cliff part of the family, too. I loved it, Cliff, when you called his parents mom and dad. That's just... I'm getting all sentimental here. Thank you for
this. when we were out there last summer, it was just, you know, it was just one big family for those 4 days, and it was, you know, four of the best days that we ever had. So
I can hear that in all of your voices. Yeah. You guys are incredible. So I do have a question. When your mom was adding her part to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, did she actually play that on a little keyboard on the iPad, or did she somehow have it pre-recorded, or did she play those notes?
She was actually playing those notes live right on the iPad screen.
Okay, and then she recorded herself doing that, or she did it?
Yeah, there's a record button in GarageBand, so she was, what you were hearing was the recording as it was playing as well, you know, so it was playing what she was playing, and it was recording at the same time.
Oh, okay. And then when you started that song, you did that. You played it live to yourself on an instrument on the GarageBand.
Yes, but I did mine yesterday, so I wouldn't have to mess with it while we were doing the meeting today. And I recorded it using the on-screen piano keys on the iPad, also, which that's the first time I had ever done that. You know, I was kind of like, but I don't want to, I didn't want to, you know, I have a regular music keyboard, you know, a Bluetooth one that I could have used with that. But I said, I want to try it on screen and see if I can do it. And it took me a few tries. I made a few mistakes, but it you know, I got the job done. Praise God.
Wow. I am so enthused. I want to learn that this time, the GarageBand and the video clips. So thank you. That's, I'll come back if there's time for more later. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But just also a point, you know, with iOS 13, the collaboration capability for so many things, such as notes and the clips, I mean, the GarageBand, and what other areas are for collaboration? Can you see this in educational opportunities? Like, say a teacher has got a quiz they want to issue to a student. They could send out a quiz, such as in some type of application, send it, have the students respond.
So there are several, and one of them that I actually thought about using later on in this iPad course, maybe, and it's called Kahoot, Kahoot. Now, that was normally, you know, that was originally designed for in-person games and quizzes in the classroom. You know, I have a group of 20 some students and I display the question on my Apple TV, you know, screen, projector screen or smart board or something. And then the students use their own devices to like buzz in with the answer. But not long ago, prior to this whole Corona thing, even though, Kahoot introduced what they call challenges. So you can do them remotely now. You can issue a challenge and then give a link to people to, you know, just online take that quiz, and then you get the feedback to it. So yes, that capability exists in apps that teachers are already using, and there are others, but yes. Any other comments or questions?
Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Delilah. And I'm crying the blues right now because I came in at 3 o'clock. I was not thinking of the time change today. I've had a lot going on, and I'm sorry I missed the whole shebang.
Oh, you came in at very central. End of it. Oh, well, the good news is we have it all recorded.
Good. That was my question.
We'll be able to share it with you, yes.
Will that be on Dabble or?
We will distribute that. I'm not sure yet whether that one will go. I have to look at the file sizes, and then we'll decide. It'll either go to the TTJ blog or iTunes U, or we can share it with individuals upon request. I've got to see the file sizes first.
Looked at the file type for the one that you recorded yesterday, and it wasn't really that big. It was only like 75 MB, so they're really not that big. But that was also just audio. So with the video one, I'll have to see. Are you going to put it in the folder so I can look at that one too?
Yes, I will. Yeah.
Okay. And just for the record, on the Mac, I couldn't import it into Voice Memo, so I'm going to have to try that with the iPad to see if that's possible.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, there was no import button on there, so I'm going to have to. When I go to share on the on iPad OS, I want to see if there's an option to import it into Voice Memos, or you can add that to the share sheet. We'll have to see.
Right. Yeah, because I didn't have any problem doing it, and I only tried it with that small test one, you know. But
that's another example of collaboration for folder sharing.
And you know, in case you guys don't know, this is a high praise coming from Rita, because she was the last one kicking and screaming coming into collaboration. We basically had to pull her teeth to get her to do it. So,
yes, they did. I kept wanting to, you know, send emails back and forth and like, you fix this, and then send it back to me and I'll fix it. And I do see the value in live collaboration, because you're making the edits together and it's one document, so everybody can see the changes in real time,
and it even tells you who changed it what time too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So we get the blame or the credit.
That's right.
Matt, is there a list of what some teachers are using in terms of distributing lessons, project collaboration for the students, how they're doing this?
Yeah, you know, multiple sources out there have put out, I think, different lists. And that's one thing that I'm going to compile is, you know, from a perspective of, as an Apple teacher, what would be perhaps most beneficial, as well as the accessibility standpoint. That is something that we're
I can tell you a few that I know that they're using. My kids use one called Schoology. That was a new one to Matt, but also he actually is in a Chromebook district anyway, so he might not have heard of it. They also use Skyward. That one's nationwide. That's basically for attendance and grades, school menu, so they don't really use that one much anymore. But Schoology is the big one. That's where teachers are able to upload documents by folders and dates and things of that nature. And they're also using Google Classroom, mostly for Google Link, which basically there's a time set for them to check in with their homeroom. They got to click that link and interact with their teachers and other students. So them are the ones I know about. There might be a couple others, but them are the ones that I know for sure that my district is using.
Yeah, and we are. Yeah, we actually are a Chromebook, except for early elementary. Kylie's age, they have iPads, but you know, they, as they get older, their Chromebook, it just kind of worked out that way because of some grants that they got and so forth. But the primary is definitely Google Classroom, along with, you know, of course they use Skyward, and then they are using Zoom. Interestingly, Google Classroom actually, you know, integrates beautifully with Google Hangouts because they're both Google, but for whatever reason, the Hangouts feature is disabled on the servers for Everett, for our district. And they've just chosen to go with Zoom instead. And so they use that.
I'm interested to see if Google Hangouts has improved, because I know when I was using it a couple of years ago, it was, the audio quality was horrible. But
and maybe,
I mean,
that's why they disabled it. I don't know, because they are using Zoom instead. I don't know. Now, there are also a lot of other, you know, apps that the kids use that, you know, there's a, like, for example, an app called iXL, which they're using in school anyway, even when they were meeting in person. You know, they use these things, and these are like, you know, question, like learning skills for math and reading and science, math, English, and science, and so on. And, you know, a lot of these are accessible too. I've tested out Google Classroom, you know, even though, of course, you know, we're Apple all the way here, but I have played with Google Classroom a little bit because I work with this district some on that space course that I've created and so on. So I, you know, I've used Google Classroom a bit, and the iXL app and so forth. And they are, you know, they're very accessible. Any other questions from anybody?
This is Judy. If I could do another one maybe at the end after everybody else?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Once you bring up that screen share thing, it is very interesting. It doesn't to easily go away, and even my son couldn't get it without VoiceOver to go away. I didn't give him a real long time with the iPad because we were doing this, but maybe if one of the other instructors wants to take a look at the participants list and see if there's any new names or faces in there, or any you know, anything we ought to prompt, any questions or anything before we go back to Judy again. And that's fine, we absolutely will take more questions from you too.
I see about 19 of them. Of course, three of them are us, and of course, Judy. So there's 15 other people on here. So if they have any questions, you are soft muted, so you can unmute yourself. Otherwise, I guess we can take Judy's question and wrap it up.
Right.
Did you ever get a chance to look and see how much cloud storage you get on Zoom?
No, it's not immediately apparent either. Like, it's not, you know, right there on the main screen that I saw, unless I missed it. But, you know, I figure if we play it safe and just delete them after every...
Download directly to the folder, yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, now that you can do it from the iPad, it's a piece of cake. You know, the whole process takes 3 or 4 minutes to log in, to download it, to delete it, and empty the trash. It's all, you know... Well, I don't hear any other folks. Remember, unmute yourself if you have any questions. Going once. Twice. Judy, I guess you're up.
Oh, it's my lucky day. thank you. I guess it was about a week ago. I was just really quickly just listened to the whole GarageBand audio, you know, the little book that you recommended us to read. And that, of course, wasn't for VoiceOver. And I just sort of listened to it, you know, really quickly, you know, and how at the end you could really do your own instruments. But what I was wondering is, if I go back to the beginning of that, will I be able to figure out what to do with the VoiceOver to make each thing work that they're talking about?
Yeah, you basically can. Now, the thing that they start with in that book, though, is those live loops. You probably remember that.
Yes. Yep.
And from a voiceover standpoint, of all the things you would want to start with, that would be the hardest. I understand why they start with that, because the whole idea is people who know nothing about music, you know, or, you know, kindergarten students who haven't learned, you know, they can still make music by putting notes on those grids, and it's really impossible to play any wrong notes. You know, it just sort of does it for you in the different styles. But from a voiceover perspective, probably creating your own project the way that I did it, for example, is going to be more valuable, because I'm assuming you already know the basics of, you know, piano recording or whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, yes, it is accessible with voiceover, but those grids are, just as you would expect, they're a bit more visual. You know, we are going to be teaching some of GarageBand in this iPad course, of course, so you will get some of that there too.
Okay, great. And one more little part of that, yeah. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
So say I were to record my, or say a friend of mine say was going to record herself playing the guitar and singing, then I could maybe get the, you know, do the collaborating thing and put the harmonica into it if I wanted to, or a little bit of drums or something.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right. You do a lot of music stuff, don't you, Judy? I remember.
I try. I'm a wannabe.
A couple years ago, that you were trying to get some music stuff from a folder. I remember that now.
Yeah, this is my dream, to be able to start doing this kind of stuff and put tracks over tracks.
Well, I would certainly be happy to talk with you outside of class too if you needed more guidance and recommendations on, you know, as far as like connecting keyboards to the iPad for, you know, music input and different things like that too.
Wow, because
that might be, you know, that would be the, I mean, it was really, really fun.
I mean, GarageBand could really be a whole class by itself.
Oh, it could. It easily could. And you will want, you know, it was awesome playing on screen. Like I said, that's the first time I had ever done that in any meaningful way. And it does, you know, it does work. But certainly,
yeah.
If you're going to be playing a lot, you're going to want to use an actual keyboard, you know. So, you know, making sure you have the right interface for that and everything too.
Thank you. I'm just so inspired, you know, and yeah. And tell, Kylie and Carson what a great job they did.
Yeah, I will definitely do that.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to go and get some lunch, because I have a 5 o'clock session with Nancy today. So.
Oh, okay.
You don't have nothing going on in Zoom, do you? Because I remember last time I had to come in, there's already a meeting going on.
Nope. I think we're good.
Okay. And Judy, if you want to sit on that one, you can, because we're going to be going over Zoom and some other stuff that she has some questions about. So that'd be at 6 o'clock your time.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, folks.
Great.
What's that?
Great job. It's
hey,
Rita.
This is Candace. You were talking about the meeting. You were talking about the meeting this evening, Matthew. Is that on Zoom? That's in regards to Zoom or other applications?
Cliff is doing that in Zoom, I believe, yes.
Okay.
Matt?
Yes.
I was wanting to know, when she was talking about the GarageBand and you said about the keyboard, do you have to have other connections to hook the keyboard to GarageBand?
So there are a couple of ways to do it. You can do it with USB, or you can do it with Bluetooth, but your keyboard has to have the right, do you already have a keyboard, or?
I have a keyboard, yes.
And what kind is that?
Casio.
Okay.
And Matt, don't forget, Matt, you could also use a mixer in that instance too.
Yes, you could. That's right. Yes. And probably how new is the keyboard?
How what?
How new is it? When did you get it?
Oh, it's not new. I've had it now about not even maybe 15.
Okay. Yeah, we would have to look at the ways that can connect to things, the connections on it. It's possible that it would have the USB connection, or, you know, as Cliff said, if you were to get the appropriate mixer, which could connect to your iPad, then the keyboard may be able to connect to that. So there's a couple of options, absolutely.
Okay. Matt. And this is Misty anyway.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Matt?
Yes.
When your mom played the music with the picture, I went and I picked out a piece to play, and I could see it, visually see it going across the screen, but I couldn't get any sound out.
Well, was this in the Clips app?
Yeah, it was in Clips.
And were you using the same device that you were joining Zoom from?
Send a voice message to
30. Yes.
Okay, that's why. Once you're off the Zoom call, you should be able to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Yeah, that's why she had to use two separate devices for that. All right, so any other questions? Otherwise, we are going to gonna see you all on Monday for class. God bless you, everybody, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Oh, that's what I needed to ask really quick. In regard to the classes, that's why I was asking you when I got disconnected yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I was just curious how I register for those.
For more information or to obtain a video copy of this presentation, visit our website at ttjtech.net.